Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com and Crossbar FX for February the 21st, 2011. Although equity markets continue their relentless march higher, spurred on by renewed optimism surrounding the global economic recovery, other markets are becoming troubled as tensions rise in North Africa and the Middle East. Safe haven buying of Swiss francs and precious metals has begun. Oil also rose as supply disruptions came to the fore. The US dollar weakened last week, despite US manufacturing remaining robust and the index of factory activity hitting a seven-year high, which helped counter sluggish employment and retail figures. The latest minutes of the FOMC showed little sign that it would shift from its current interest rate stance, which also kept the US dollar on the back foot when the EU and the Swiss Central Bank have said enough to suggest they may consider raising rates in due course. The euro held its ground when a member of the ECB committee said they were ready to raise rates as needed to counter inflationary pressures. But the sovereign debt issues continue, and the periphery EMU economies are all struggling still, and rising commodity prices are not helping to encourage consumers to begin spending again. Sterling rose to a five-month high against the US dollar on UK rate rise speculation. UK price inflation rose to 4% in January, double the Bank of England target, and this led the market to price in 325 basis point rises for this year. The governor said the markets had got ahead of themselves, and he was not pre-announcing anything. The word in the market is that another member has voted for a rate rise. All will be revealed on Wednesday when the minutes are published. In the meantime, retail sales beat forecasts, rising 1.9% in December, a total of 5.3% in year-on-year figures, the best in 6 years. Thanks for listening.